Washington just held its second cap and invest auction, bringing in a little over $500 million. The good news for the state is they got more money to waste. The bad news for you and I, probably going to have to spend considerably more on gas. Joining me on the line to discuss is our friend State Senator Mark Schessler from Ritzville. You know, Schessler from Ritzville is very difficult to say sometimes.
You're not the first one that had a little trouble, so don't feel bad.
So, I have so many thoughts on this. For starters, let's just get into the reality. We were told that this was not going to lead to significant increases in gasoline. That's just verifiably false. We're already at about 45 cents more a gallon because of this. I imagine it's going to continue to go up.
Absolutely so. I mean, you have the normal market pressures. We are second only to California in fuel prices. And unfortunately, when the gas tax was raised, it was never popular, but we had an investment in transportation we could see. Now we have an investment in transit, and the roads look like heck over here.
No kidding. And, you know, when you think about the statewide average for gas is $4.81, which is not just ridiculous, but to your point, I know that California is slightly ahead of it, but only slightly. California is at $4.90. We should not be on par with California. Oregon is behind us with $4.44. The whole West Coast is really getting hit hard by this. It seems it's all by design.
Well, it really is. I mean, it was a very untruthful act to say this will only cost a few pennies. A few pennies from DOE and Comrade Inslee versus the 45, 50 cents from the Washington Policy Center. That is a huge gap. But at the end of the day, DOE was wrong. The Policy Center was right. Surprise. Calling this cap and invest is nonsense. This is cap and tax. What other tax could you raise by $500 million overnight and the public really not understand what's happened to them? This is a massive tax increase, and government with too much money can be a problem.
100%, especially when they're not transparent about the money. And although I'll answer your question, probably the capital gains tax. That's another major tax overnight that most people don't understand. Most people won't obviously feel it directly. I don't know where that money's going. I know they tell us where the money's going the same way they tell us what this is going into transportation projects. And yet, I'm like you, I look at the quality of our highways, for example, and they're just a mess.
Well, you got to remember, one of my colleagues years ago in Olympia said all money is green because you can put money from the death tax, the capital gains tax, or any other pot into a dedicated fund. And then you just put less money from the general fund in. I mean, remember, the death tax was going to save K-12 education. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
The capital gains tax has its, but you can move money around in operating and capital budgets quite easily. And it sounds good, but at the end of the day, the only dollar that is safe is one that is protected by the Constitution.
And what I also think is being forgotten here, this was all supposed to be to help the environment. We're not seeing any reduction in emissions, right? I mean, this is not having any effect whatsoever when it comes to the environment.
No, I mean, we need to let the market forces work. There is interest in those products without taxing ourselves into oblivion. I mean, there are people that love to buy these products. They're happy to, but this was a free market economy at one time. I have my doubts some days.
Do you think we're ever going to go back to the way it was? Do you think this tax is here forever?
Well, I think that at some point it'll be a point of diminishing returns in that we will see, for example, the coal fire plant in Centralia, it'll be gone. We'll see gas turbines ramping down, and we'll see more people driving super fuel efficient hybrid or EVs, and it will decline. At that point, our friends across the aisle will be looking at new ways to raise revenue. I always admire Bob Hasegawa because he's totally honest. he ran a bill that said the capital gains tax should start at $1. Now, I don't agree with Bob, but at least he's honest about the intention.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, part of it is just the lying, right? I mean, I can have a debate with someone on the merit. I can have a debate on the impact. I can have a debate on analysis of a policy. But when you're lying about the very policy, it's impossible to do that. And maybe that's also by design. They don't want you to actually have that kind of discussion because they know that they would lose it.
Well, you would certainly lose this debate if you went back and started it over. $22 was the original estimate in the bill. We're at 56 now. They're going to issue more credits to try and contain the price. You buy a credit, you still have to pass that cost on. It's so naive to believe that anybody except the American farmer isn't going to pass the cost on.
It is a shame that this is the new reality, but elections have consequences, and until we're willing to do enough to put Republicans in office who will make the right decision, we're going to continue to get this. We've been talking with Mark Schessler, the Republican state senator from Ritzville. Thank you so much for stopping by. I really appreciate it.
Great to be with you.